When Psalm 94 was written, God's people faced evildoers who killed even widows and orphans. Yet the psalmist wrote, "When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations delight my soul." Remembering who the Lord is often comforts troubled hearts. We can find great comfort in His past kindnesses, in Sunday sermon, in good counsel, and in Scripture. For more encouragement, read Calming an Anxious Heart on thestand.net.
Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. We podcast this show daily, so, an hour or so, I don't know, after this, I think that's right, after this show is over, live, then we put it up on podcast, so you can access it 24/7, anytime you want to listen, on demand. In fact, most all of our programs here on American Family Radio, you can listen to them anytime you want. Just click on AFR.net, click on podcast, and boom, there you are, all the shows. You can go there and listen to any one of them that you want to. I'm Tim Wildman, Leslie Wildman, and Ray Pritchard, raised in Kansas City in a foot of snow and ice or more. And we're in Tupelo, MS, and Steve Jordahl is 3 feet from me. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim.
Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Yeah, I got a question. On demand is such a harsh term. It's like, mean. Can we say on polite request?
That's a good. Yeah, we
very,
can.
Very PC.
We're not demanding.
Yes.
Very PC.
You're right. Very feminine.
Yes. But now, you wanted to talk about the sexist thought of not bringing women. That was sexist.
On demand. Get it anytime you want there.
Okay? I didn't think feminine when I heard it. I just thought soft. Overly polite. But, this overly guy over polite. Here.
I know.
Okay. All right, so anyway.
Pays my bills.
Have you worn Paisley yet this year? Did you wear it yesterday?
I did not wear it yesterday.
Are you going with watercolors today?
Yeah, this is my, I don't know what to call this shirt, but I do know that Fred tried to sell me.
I call it Dizzy.
Fred tried to sell me to a wandering band of merchants who were going to take me to Egypt. So
yeah, that's right, coat of many colors. Joseph and the coat of many colors.
Bada boom. All right, so just to clarify, we were talking about Don Jr. is really in Greenland, and we don't know what all he's discussing with them on behalf of his dad, the soon-to-be president of the United States. Any report on that?
I saw that Charlie Kirk is with him.
Maybe they want to have a Turning Point USA chapter.
Right? I don't know. So he says buy Greenland and everything. And I heard you guys saying it is owned by Denmark, I guess. So it is a property, someone's land. I guess you could buy it. But it's more like if a protectorate, like a like Guam, what do they call those? Territory?
You mean a territory of Denmark?
No, it would be territory of Greenland.
Yeah, I see that now. I'm looking at it. Greenland.
Oh, if we bought it. The territory would be called...
This is so crazy, Ray, because I'm thinking, like, who negotiates the sale? I mean, does the mayor of the town there in Denmark?
The mayor of Nuuk,
The mayor of Nuuk say, you know what? You're going to have to raise your price here. And where does the money go if you were to buy? How does one buy a country like that? I don't know.
Well, it's going to cost you, right? It's the biggest island in the world, you said, right? So,
well, it's been done in history before.
Sure.
We laugh about it, but we have the
We bought Alaska, right?
We bought Alaska from Russia.
Yeah.
We bought the
Louisiana
purchase from France, right? Or we wouldn't have half the country.
Our gumbo.
We wouldn't have Kansas except for the Louisiana purchase.
We wouldn't have Kansas. What now?
Right. Louisiana, you get gumbo.
That's right. We got gumbo from that, son. That's good.
I think he might be doing it just to kind of stick a finger in the eye of all these woke people who are all into decolonization. Because
that's fun. I like doing that.
Yeah.
Stick it in the eye of the people who are the
woke. Hold on. Listen here. Wikipedia, you ready?
Yeah. Impeachable.
Right, go ahead.
Unimpeachable.
What are you going to? What are you? What am I going to
wiki? Since 1867, the United States has considered and made several attempts to purchase the island of Greenland from Denmark. They know that.
Okay, so Denmark, who you'd buy it from?
Yeah.
It's just a matter of money. Trump's part of the deal. It's just about
money.
Do they put a
for sale sign out there somewhere on the island of Denmark? I mean, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, it's already listed on Redfin.
It's already, okay. Maybe there's a big poster or an ad banner with a woman's picture saying, "Call Susie. She can."
That's right.
She can make your real estate deal happen today.
It is large, but I've flown over. You said earlier it's the largest island, and I know you wanted to say that Australia's a continent. You didn't quite get to that, but.
Well, Australia is a continent and an island. No.
No, I just think it's a continent.
It's just a continent. And it's the smallest continent, I believe.
I'm going to disagree with you fellas.
There you go. You ready for it?
I'm about to be.
Well, if you want to get Googled? Okay, yeah,
here we go, friends.
If you're saying an island like it's surrounded by water, then yes. But if you're saying an island like it's designated on an island.
Are you hearing
like,
yourself, Steve?
Yeah. I said the
you're
same thing in my
battle.
Mind, but you said it out loud. All right, here we go.
I'll take on both of you right now. Go ahead.
You're getting Googled. There is no standard size. This is Google, seriously.
Okay.
There is no standard size that distinguishes islands from continents. For example, Greenland is the largest island, but Australia is the smallest continent. It is three times its size. So,
all right, listen, I know.
It's
too early in the year to get into
it. It's frustrating. When you get Googled, it gets frustrating.
Tell me when you're finished.
I'm done.
So I can talk.
Okay.
That's what I say to your mom all the
That's
time.
Right, I'm sure you do.
Okay. So it's better to just let you get it out and That's get finished. Right. Then I can talk maybe uninterrupted.
That's right.
Maybe not. When you have a piece of land, like, and Steve, I'm not here to demean you. Okay.
Okay.
I'm saying if you have a piece of land like Australia,
uh-huh.
It is completely encircled in water.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's the definition you read of an island.
It
right?
is.
Okay. So do we need to carry this conversation on any further? I don't think so. Can I sign your checks?
That's right.
Right.
We do not.
You know what?
100% correct.
I'm just kidding. If I'm wrong, I stand corrected. I don't like to admit it.
If you're like a lot
of you out there.
So I know they have a list of they consider the largest Madagascar, where I spent. Some
yeah, that's an island. True.
Yeah, the fourth largest island in the world.
Madagascar.
So they rank these things: Greenland, and then I don't know what the other two are, and then Madagascar.
And when
they talk about continents, they talk about Australia.
Yeah.
They don't talk about it as an
I know.
Island. So it's not
I just
listed,
don't know.
But it is there surrounded by water.
There I go interrupting.
That's okay.
So it's rare for me. But I would just say that if you have an island, just because you're a continent doesn't mean you can't be an island.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You guys need to get a little bit more woke on this stuff. Go ahead. Wesley, you can have the final word, and then we'll move on. Go.
Listen, I don't – Google's got the final
word. I know.
Word.
You're just
– All right. Low tide elevations are areas of land that are not above surface during high tide are generally not considered islands.
Like you just understood what you read.
Nope.
Okay. I knew you didn't because
I'm just trying to.
You're related to me, and I've known you a long time. And if I didn't understand it, you didn't either, probably.
I'm just trying to irritate
anyway,
you.
Anyway, all right,
bit.
Let's move on here. What do you got in the news, Steve?
I heard Wesley kind of mentioning this as in the last hour.
I didn't want to take it from you, though. I was trying to hold off.
You could have done that.
Yeah, good at it.
I don't own these stories.
I understand.
All right. So, anyway, I'd like to introduce you to Vivian Garrity, who's a teacher in Ohio, and she was told by her school that she had to. There were two students in her class that were now going by different pronouns, and they were transitioning. And so they asked Vivian to call them by their pronouns, the preferred pronouns. And she said, "Because of my religion, because of my faith, I can't."
She politely declined.
They politely fired her. And And Alliance Defending Freedom took up the case. Vivian has been awarded $450,000.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a big win. $450,000 for being fired for declining to use.
That isn't the first time this has happened in the last 6 months or so. There's been other cases where teachers, one in California, I think, and maybe in another in Virginia.
In Michigan, there was one.
In Michigan, too? So, again, back to our way we were talking about how the woke is losing across America.
Yeah.
Okay. All this teacher did was say, I'm not calling a boy a girl. I'm going to call them.
And she went further than there's a couple of other smaller details.
And this was out of Ohio. Okay, go ahead.
So the teacher also went to the principal and said, listen, we got a conflict here. They're asking me to call them a different pronoun that's not true, and I don't agree with it based on my religious beliefs and just natural law.
Yeah.
And she said, would you please talk? She asked the principal, would you please just move them to a different class?
Okay.
Move them to a different class. Okay. The other teacher wants to do that, go for it. And they declined that and forced the kids to be in that class. Furthermore, these two students actually set this up. They're provocative.
I wondered about that.
They were provocative. They went into the school year having transitioned over the summer, and they put all this in written form. So they asked the teacher, one of them asked the teacher in an email, would you do it so that she could have to respond in an email so it's in written form.
Oh, they were setting her up.
Oh, they set her up, yeah. And that's another thing that showed up, I would imagine, up in the lawsuit. This was a provoked situation.
Yeah.
Not that it mattered either way,
right?
But it looks worse in court.
They set out to get this result. What do you, Steve's laughing his head off.
I have the latest Trump geographical intrusion.
Are we switching subject here?
Well, yeah, I was laughing at it. So
okay, so yeah. So the point is, this is great news out of the state of Ohio. The teacher, what's the name of the school district?
I don't know the district.
Town?
The school is Jackson Local School District in 2022.
Do you know what town? Does it have a town in there in Ohio?
I didn't see that in the story.
Jackson, maybe? It's the Jackson School District.
Okay. And probably Jackson, Ohio, then.
Maybe, yeah.
Anyway, good news. The teacher has won. The bottom line is the school fired the teacher, her. The teacher said, I'm not going to call a boy a girl and a girl a boy. Yep. And I'm just not going to do it. It's scientifically unfactual. It's ridiculous. I don't know I'm putting words in her mouth going to her boss, but can you move this kid or these kids from my class to another class? No, can't. You're fired.
Yep.
Well, she said, okay, I'll take my box and leave the school, and then I'll call the Alliance Defending Freedom,
yep,
and we'll go to court. And guess what? They went to court, and guess what? She won.
$450,000.
$450,000 the school district has to pay up now, and good for her.
Yep.
Now, this kind of, you get three or four or five of these kind of decisions, that'll stop this stuff.
Yep. Yep.
In his tracks. It will stop this stuff because the school district will have to say, hey, if we fire this teacher for this reason, we could be subject to a lawsuit.
$500,000.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next story, Steve.
Well, let me just say what I was laughing about.
Okay.
Donald Trump, as you may see if you're watching TV, is holding a press conference. It's been going on for more than an hour now, I think.
At Mar-a-Lago.
And
Mar-a-Lago.
Here's one of the things he said. We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Close quote.
He didn't really say that.
Yeah.
The Gulf of America.
According to the libs of TikTok, he did.
I'm just telling you, MAGA's going to go. MAGA's going to. It's official now for MAGA crowd. It's no longer Gulf of Mexico if he said it. It's
Hold on just a minute. President Trump. Soon to be President Trump, former President Trump, President Trump elect, whatever you want to call him. He said we're going to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico.
That's what he said. Now I'm surprised he wasn't going to call it the Gulf of
Trump. He's kid. You can't half the time you can't tell whether Trump's using hyperbole and joking around or if he's being serious.
Yeah, like the 51st state.
Yeah, 51st state, Canada, you know he's just kidding.
That's right, yeah.
But he's kidding to make a point.
That's right.
Surely he's kidding here to make a point.
This from Barron's.
What if he keeps repeating it?
What now?
What if he just keeps repeating it?
Steve started laughing his head off when he was reading it. That's a reaction I had. He can't be serious.
This from Barron's, which is a news magazine, or from AFP, which is National France Press. Incoming U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America in the latest eye-catching plan as he prepares to take office later last month. We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which is a beautiful, has a beautiful ring. It's appropriate. And Mexico has to stop allowing millions of people to pour into our country.
All right.
What?
That's just
what I like it.
Up. All right. So, but, listen, our family vacations on the Gulf of America.
That's right.
We're going to be down there next summer, and I'm going to tell the kids, all my grandkids, y'all go jump in the Gulf of America and have a blast. Huh?
And you'll sit down over a peanut butter sandwich on the beach.
Put my feet in the sand and watch them play in the Gulf of America.
You know, and you're going to explain to them how we got here.
Kids, let me tell you about the day this was the Gulf of Mexico.
And
then Trump changed it. We better move on here because anyway, I don't know what to say exactly to that.
Steve's got something he wants to say about it.
You go ahead. Fire away.
I just was going to say, considering it's Donald Trump, I don't know why he didn't name it to the Gulf of Trump, because he puts his name on everything.
Hey, don't give him an idea.
That's right.
That's true.
That's
because he will.
I got an idea.
All right. So we've been doing some good news so far. Let me give you another couple pieces of good news.
All right.
You know, we've been, the people of Western North Carolina are still recovering from Hurricane Helene. Winter is upon them, and it's getting very cold, and some of them are still living in tents. It's just going to take years for that place to recover. So, in Boone, North Carolina, officials have confirmed that 62 members of the Pennsylvania Amish community have completed construction of 12 tiny homes in under 48 hours. The total cost of the project was over $300,000, all of which was donated by the Amish community.
Wow.
Well, good for them. That's a great thing to do there by the Amish from Pennsylvania.
Considering they do the barn raisings, they're 48 hours.
Ray, they're known for their master craftsmanship.
Well, you know, if somebody's in the market for a tiny home, I'd be looking to buy one of those, right? Because made by the Amish is pretty well a guarantee that it's well put together. As Steve said, they do these barn raisings, been doing it for generations. They work together. They do great craftsmanship. And really, so Steve, did you say it was 20 or 40?
12 in 48 hours.
Okay. For just over $300,000. And they donated the labor and
the
money for the material.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, that's quite a gesture there on the part of the Amish community. Again, from Pennsylvania. Well, the most Amish live in Pennsylvania or Ohio, right?
Yeah, I think those are the two biggest communities.
Yeah. All right, next story.
All right. Currently in Las Vegas, they're holding the Consumer Electronics Show, CES 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what we have on the horizon, what tech is bringing out, mostly because of AI. At this show, they have introduced a 360-degree AI-powered body scanning health mirror that you can stand in front of, and it'll scan your weight, your height, your heart, and your metabolic health.
When's this coming out?
It's out. It's just, I don't know if it's marketed, but they've invented it.
Had they got it, and I'm being serious about this, because what I anticipate coming out in the next 3 to 5 years is a cancer scanner.
I don't know that this can't be tweaked, or that they would have said if it was doing that.
It's coming.
Yeah.
The reason I say that, Ray, I know you've in the last year you've had to deal with cancer. Do you care to tell folks what it was? Or
well, sure. I mean, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I
was diagnosed with prostate cancer 4 years ago, and then it got active. And so, really, the story of 2024 is just cancer treatment for me.
Yeah.
The radiation and the ADT. But you lay under those big machines when they're shooting you with the radiation. They're multi-million dollar machines. I think you're right, Tim. I think we are not far from the day when they're going to have a cancer scanning machine. You'll stand in front of it, lay down on a table maybe, check over the whole body, and in 30 seconds, at least tell you what you ought to be concerned about.
Well, I do know this much even now, because in addition, we talked to her about my wife Allison's cancer. You know, 2022 October, she was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. So we went through, we've been going through that for over 2 years. She had a December, she had a scan and there was no cancer. Praise God.
Amen.
As Ray knows, you live scan to scan after you've had cancer, right?
Right.
So I was reading on this. You can now go, because in order to get a scan for cancer, you have to have a doctor. What do you say? Right.
Oncologist?
You have to have a doctor say you need this.
Right.
Because there's something suspicious.
Right.
You can't just request it.
Right.
Okay, because I asked the doctor about that, my family physician about that. And then I discovered you can go to, there's places like in Atlanta and Dallas, and I won't mention the company name. People can research it themselves. You can pay $2,000 or $3,000 and get a full body scan.
Right.
You don't have to have a doctor's prescription. You just pay for it. You write a check for it or whatever, and they'll give you the results in 10 to 20 days and say, if they did or did not find any sign of cancer in your body.
Sure.
So, I mean, you can do that now, but I'm thinking with AI, like Ray just said, in the next probably 2 to 5 years, somebody's going to come out with a machine like
the mirror.
Like the mirror, what you're talking about, Steve, where you just have a scan and it says, okay.
And it's going to be a lot cheaper than $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000.
Which means somebody's going to fight against it.
Right?
Well,
someone's
sure.
making money now. And
I'm not going to get into a bunch of conspiracy theories here about that. But
well, that's just a fact, right?
Yeah, okay. Maybe it's not a conspiracy. But somebody's not going to – if it cheapens the cost of something like that, yeah, somebody's going to fight it. So that's all I'm going to say on that. But
Say more.
No, I'll just leave it right there. Yeah. People can make up their own, draw their own.
Let me tell you what else they're discovering.
What they're discovering.
They have introduced a Chinese supercar. It's the Yang Wang U9.
Sure it is.
And Taiwan's building it.
And if you can get it up to 75 miles an hour, it will jump over potholes.
You think Americans are going to go for a car named Changwangning?
Probably not.
What did you call it?
Yang Wang.
It seems to me like the faster you go, the less likely you are to be able to make an adjustment over a
The car does it. The car sees it and does it. What it does is has suspension in the front, which pushes down and pumps the car up, and then the back follows. It gets about 3 inches off the ground, but it'll go 12 feet off the ground until it clears the puddle. And it cleared a strip of spikes and
all. Wow, really?
Yeah. Hmm. No, it's a $250,000 car, but they also have they finally have a 3D projector that can do holograms.
We can't keep up. We can't keep up, Dad. We're falling further behind.
Holograms do what now?
They have invented it's called Portal Graph. It's a 3D projector that projects VR space into real world. It's basically holograms. You put
yeah, holograms. I've seen that on Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, now it's real.
Wow.
My word.
Wow.
I don't know if I needed to know that.
You know what? With the time we got left, I wanted to get back to the island discussion.
Yeah, let's get back to Greenland.
I think we need to move on here. You know, there's a place in life where you just say, we agree to disagree. I think we're at that point on the island definition.
That's fair.
Look, let's offer them $56 million because of 56,000 people, plus a Costco and free Chick-fil-A for 2 years.
There you go.
Hey, you give them a free Chick-fil-A, that's going to put them over the top right there. Huh?
We're going to get that deal done this week.
Yes.
We'll make Ray Pritchard our top negotiator there. He's got some great ideas.
And then he could be ambassador.
Yes.
I love it.
All right. To the island of Greenland.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Wesley, Ray, Brent Creeley, our producer, and Chris Woodward, and Frank Turk. See you tomorrow.